How do we take care of cancer patients at home? Vanakkam, I am Dr. Sujay Susikar, Senior Consultant Surgical Oncologist from Kaveri Hospital, Chennai. So when we are going to be taking care of patients who have undergoing treatment for cancer at home, there are a lot of questions which arise. How do we take care of their hygiene? How do we take care about their diet? And how do we maintain a good positive mental outlook? When taking care about hygiene, what we should remember is that place should be kept sterile and clean, and we should avoid unwanted infections. People who are suffering from viral infections, fevers or colds should avoid contact with patients who are undergoing treatment for cancer. Otherwise, they should be encouraged to go to nice, bright, airy places which are not crowded, so that they also get a good change of mind and are exposed to good sunlight and air when they are free. Regarding the diet, what should be remembered is that they should be encouraged to eat a good wholesome meal and whatever they like. They should not be force-fed foods which are created because of your fads. And the second thing which should be remembered is that the food that is given to patients who are undergoing treatment for cancer should be clean and nutritious. By clean, I mean that it should be food which is cooked preferably at home, cooked well, and food which are eaten raw. They can also eat fruits and vegetables raw, but these fruits and vegetables should be brought whole and then they should be washed, cut and peeled and cut at home and given, making sure that they are not susceptible to infections. And then regarding maintaining a good positive mental outlook, what everyone at home should maintain is that this is going to come to an end. The treatment is going to be finished and the patient is going to be cured. Because the treatments for cancer can sometimes take a toll on the physical and mental health of the patient, we should be always maintaining a positive outlook and telling the patient that things are going to be good without giving them negative thoughts and negative ideas, which can sometimes lead to their mental sicknesses and mental difficulties. So with this, we can take care of patients comfortably. Good luck. Thank you.